Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of working with these beautiful carrots is my roasted duck fat herbed carrots. This is one of those recipes that you're going to love, but you're going to be like, I can't believe how easy it is to make. Once again, Chef Albert, you've done it again. Actually, no, once again, you who listen to these recipes are going to do it again and again and again because it's a great, great recipe. You can do this with potatoes. You can do this with any root vegetable as long as you do it the proper way. And I'm going to teach you. Let's get started. Very first thing we're going to need is 8 carrots. And I like to get them nice and clean and trim, but I do not want to cut the carrots up. I do not want the carrots into, you know, carrot coins or cutting them into a large dice, a small dice, and definitely not a small dice. It's very important that we keep the carrots whole because they're going to take on all that flavor. They're going to absorb the flavor. Next thing I'm going to do, so I'm going to put these in a pan. And now, depending on, we're doing 8 carrots. We want to really try to get a pan where they all fit in there just perfectly snug. We don't want them to be rolling around or anything. 3 cups of duck fat. Now, I know some of you, duck fat may not be easy to find, but you can find it at a lot of your gourmet grocers. And I promise it's one of those things you're really going to just be glad you have. I'm going to put in 5 whole cloves of garlic. So we're just going to get these beautiful garlic cloves. Take the take the shell off, take the skin off, whatever you want to call it. And once they're nice and peeled, we're going to just put them right in there. And what I like to do is wedge those garlics like in between all of the different carrots if it's possible. 3 sprigs a time. And with the thyme, I really want to make sure that that thyme is getting nice and absorbed by all that duck fat. It's so important because we're going to take on all of that nice thyme flavor. And then I do the same thing with rosemary because it's very important. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put in 2 tablespoons of chili flakes. And then a very generous amount of salt and pepper, always to taste, because I know every single one of you guys have a specific way you do things, and I respect that. And I didn't put it on the recipe, but if you want to have just a little bit of that, just that little bit of that magic that just makes it work a little bit better, I would recommend, you know what, just doing a little bit of brown sugar right over the top of them carrots. Now, here's the tricky thing about this. These go in the oven very, very slow and low, and I put them usually about 275 degrees. And I put them in, I go ahead and just let them do their thing. I'd say check on them every hour, but for these carrots to do what we want them to do, it's going to take at least maybe about 3 hours. But remember, it's a great recipe. You'll love it. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.